North Bay, Nipissing MPP Vic Fedeli says the recent storm that closed Highway 11 in Muskoka for 2 days shows the value of bringing the Northlander train back. On December 2, Highway 11 was closed in both directions between Highway 60 in Huntsville and Orillia. Over a meter of snow fell in Gravenhurst, leaving motorists stranded. Tow trucks had to clear the vehicles before snow removal was completed. See, Highway 11 still closed both directions. Related. Northbound lanes of Highway 11 now open. Fedeli was in opposition when the Liberals cancelled the Northlander and says he was shocked because of its value to the North. He says in over 6 years in opposition they got nowhere in returning Northlander. Of course, it was the same government that cancelled it. So as soon as we got into office the Premier asked, what do you need in the North? I said that, quite frankly, long-term care homes, and then the return of the Northlander. Those were my two asks, and that's what we've been fighting for from day one and successfully. Fedeli says he knows from experience that rail will be an important option when it comes to northern residents facing winter driving to get down south. When we did the test train a couple of years ago now, it was ironic that the snow was so bad that day that the highway was covered in snow. Highway 11 North was closed, yet here we were sitting in the warmth and convenience of the Northlander test train. We took the train from North Bay to Toronto with Ontario Northland decision-makers and Ministry of Transportation decision-makers, and I remember photographing out the window. You couldn't see, there was so much snow flying. You literally couldn't see 10 feet, and we were on the train and we got to Toronto, he said. The highway was closed, so it was quite the proof point. So those people sitting on the train showed why we need it. And then you look at the last couple of weeks on Highway 17. Trains can combat winter weather by using locomotives equipped with air dryers to keep brake systems from freezing, heated headlights that melt snow and ice, automatic start-stop systems, and auxiliary power to keep engines warm even when they're powered down. The new trains will feature built-in wheelchair lifts, mobility, storage spaces, and fully accessible washrooms. Last week a contract was signed that covers platform reconstruction at stops in North Bay, Temagami, Temiskaming Shores, Englehart, Kirkland Lake, Matheson and Cochrane. This is now going to bring full mobility to people, and after being in service for 110 years, then having it yanked out of here, you know that was insulting to the North. So I'm just absolutely thrilled to be part of the team that's bringing it back.